Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Wheeler and Dibs each and every week, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Including today, 2 hours from right now.
Catch my head coach until January 16th, at which point you won't be able to catch my head coach because he'll be a different human being, and he won't be on 95.7 The Game.
What's the actual date? Like
when he gets dealt?
Yeah, set a date. Like you've been the countdown guy.
Yep.
He's not getting dealt on January 15th.
I don't think so, but I don't think that it's going to be like butting up against the deadline, which is February, whatever, 8th, or I don't even know. It doesn't feel like that actually matters. I think it gets done between JK Day and the deadline, probably closer to the beginning as opposed to the end.
Whole thing's kind of frustrating and sad, to be honest with you.
February 5th, by the way, is the deadline.
Thank you, Grandy. Deadline, yeah. Appreciate it. And I'm thinking about last year where they traded a broken D'Anthony Melton for a Dennis Schroeder, and it was the day after they were able to do that, which I think is a year ago today, or a year ago tomorrow. It's right about a year ago where they could trade Melton, and they did, and they brought in Schroeder, but he didn't actually stay. Hopefully Dennis rented, and he didn't buy, because if you buy a house and you're here for 3 months, that's awkward.
Warriors acquired Dennis Schroeder. It was announced Sunday, December, I think, 14th, 13th, last year.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe 15th, 14th. Anyway, whatever. Yeah,
A year ago.
You're about right. Yeah, it was right about now.
And the point was, when they could make a move, they did make a move. And I do think that, you know, in this case, if this continues down this path of, Kuminga is healthy and he doesn't get to play, like, let's just do it on January 15th. Even if we wind up getting whatever we get, you're going to get something.
That's what I mean. Like, I never like it when it feels like this. And this is maybe the more overarching feeling I get when I see the email from Joe Lacob to a fan. And again, for those of you who are just joining us and unaware of what transpired, and I guess this actually happened a few days ago, December 14th. So this happened 2 days ago, where a listener, and I don't need to go through the whole thing, a fan, emails Joe Lacob and goes, please do something about this team, right? Steph's having to do too much, got no big man. Jimmy Butler is having his skill sets being diminished. Joe responds immediately right back. You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy's not the problem. Signed, Joe. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's not, again, I love the accessibility of it, and I love the care of it, but it sends my antennas up. And in the moment, what it also makes me feel like is that comment that we were mentioning on the crossover. Doesn't it feel like there's just a lot going on? And I mean that in a negative sense. It feels like this isn't just, oh, they're 13 and 14 and they're struggling. It feels like people are butting heads. It feels like there are relationship problems. It feels like there are a lot of different opinions in the room. It feels like there are players who are probably really ticked off at their role. It feels like there are players who are ticked off at other players' roles. It feels like all of that. I can't tell you a hundo that that's true, but that's what all of this that I'm watching makes me feel like. And it leads to what you just said, which is that there's this fait accompli Kuminga trade thing. The whole thing I find to be frustrating and sad. It's sad that this is the way the whole thing is is ending for him and potentially for more, potentially for all of them.
And even if you play that out, if that is the reality of what's going to happen, is that going to fix suddenly everything that's wrong with this team?
Of course not.
Of course not. And you actually made an interesting summation right there of what's going on, because you've got the old guys, the OGs, and I'll put in Al Horford as a part of this just based on availability. Steph Curry's played in 2/3 of the games. Draymond's been hurt. Jimmy Butler has not been as effective. And Al Horford, if he's played half the games, I would be stunned. So you've got the OGs who aren't always available. And at times, Steph Curry is amazing. He's averaging almost 30 a game, and it doesn't always lead to wins. And I actually did a medium dive. That game was the first time in the history of the association that a player made 12 or more threes and they lost the game. That's never happened before.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
Ever. And I think there are 15 of those instances, and a lot of them are Clay and Steph.
Sure.
But Donnell Marshall had one, Kobe had one, and they won the game. So that tells you just how frustrating that game was, where you put up a buck 31 and you lose. But the OGs are not pulling their weight. And then the other 10 guys on the roster, it's like, Pat, you're the flavor of the week. Now you don't play. Will Richard, we love you. You're a rookie. Now you don't play. TJD, if we face a center, you're going to play. If not, never mind. And Brandon Pajemski, the Poughkeepsie kid, who Steve loves and the fans don't, that becomes a hot button issue. So Buddy can't shoot. And like, we could run through the whole roster. I do think what you said is right. Like, there's more broken than just Steve won't play JK.
Yeah, it feels like a whole lot of people not on the same page. And that's kind of what the email says to me. I agree with one sentence the most. It's complicated. That's the one that I really super duper agree with.
Yeah.
By the way, here's Steve Kerr's response today to this Joe Lacob email to a fan.
Joe Lacob had an email that, I don't know, leak, whatever you want to call it. Did you see it?
Yeah. Raymond told me the story. It's not a big deal. Yeah. I'm not concerned about anything like that.
I mean, it did, I guess, express a sense of frustration with the current situation. How are you feeling, not only, you know, above you, below you, players, all that, just like the growing frustration at 13 and 14?
Well, we're all frustrated. You know, Joe is frustrated. I'm frustrated. Steph and Dre, everybody's frustrated. And this is, you know, kind of how the league works. And, you know, I hate when people, you know, are going to post private emails. Like, imagine if everyone's emails were just publicly posted, how tough that would be to live our lives. So Joe supports me 100%. I support him. We have a great connection, and we've had so much continuity here, and our stable environment and our organization is one of our strengths. And so I didn't even know about it, but Raymond told me about it. It's not a big deal.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I don't
but
think...
But he didn't like the fact that the private email got posted.
What does that make you think of? Immediately, you know where my mind went? You remember what was one of Steve's first reactions when Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole?
He was pissed at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The video got out.
Exactly.
And he didn't like that this email exchange got leaked.
Yeah. So it's not the email, it's not the punch, it's the fact that it got out. And again, I'm not saying Steve was like supportive of Draymond punching someone.
No, you're right.
And this is a relatively innocuous exchange between Joe Lacob and a fan, but Steve, and I get it. I would feel the same way if I had that kind of a public persona. Hell, y'all putting this on the internet. This is a guy who doesn't even have social media. Like, he needs to be updated by other people. He's like, so there's this thing going on. there's this thing on TikTok right now, Steve, that you're going to get asked about, so be ready.
It's kind of like our show thread we have between you and me and Grandy and Lucas. If we
if we
were to say something like
a good idea
off the cuff about either a fellow staff member or about, you know, somebody who we cover, and one of us just like tweeted that out,
there's probably all kinds of fireable stuff in there.
It's a betrayal. I might go viral. Yeah.
Thank you,
Austin in San Jose. Hey, Austin, thank you for calling. What you doing?
Hey, fellas, I'm listening to you guys, man. It's a hell of a conversation, enjoying it. Here's my quick take as being an OG and been around the sport and listened to the coaches. First of all, Steve Kerr, you can take it. You're a big boy. I don't know why this is something that we need to worry about. He's getting paid to accept everything. Coach, feedback from fans, and the fans aren't happy, Willard. I mean, we can make all the excuses in the world, but the product, Joe Lacob sitting there at courtside, he sees exactly what fans are seeing. The product isn't very good. So we can – Steph Curry is Steph Curry. We all know Steph's great. That's not the issue. But the other pieces are not good. And you even there a couple weeks ago, I think you said you were going to leave early. There it is right there.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I don't disagree with anything you're saying, Austin. It sounds like you think but hold on. You think Joe's email, that response – is directed at Steve Kerr. It doesn't say that. That's how you're taking it. I'm interested in that.
I think it was, first of all, I think it was appropriate. I'm glad to see that Joe responded. That means he's on top of, he hears the fans, even though a lot of people in the media say they don't care about what the fans say. Oh, I think they care a lot about what the fans say. I think, let me ask you a question. I think, I think part of it was directed at Kerr. I think it was directed at everybody, the players. Kerr, they all work for him. Remember, Joe Lacob sees everybody as a worker, right? I don't think he cares about where you sit. You work for Joe. They get paid a lot of money. They get criticized. Hey, they're big boys. They can take it. That's my opinion. And Steve needs to go fix it. He's 13 or 14. There's no excuses, man. He can't live with what he did before. This is not that team. This team is not the team that won championships. So we got to stop acting like Steve Kerr gets a pass because he won championships. This is not that team.
I don't think anybody said otherwise,
Austin. That's good points, Austin.
Yeah, these are all fair points. What's interesting, though, is you said, hey, Steve, it's your job to go fix it. That's not what Joe said in the email. Joe said, I'm working on it.
Right.
Now, maybe by I'm working on it, he means I'm yelling at Steve. I don't know.
I look at more at like style of play and league trends. Sure, coaches' desires regarding players is a thing, but if you want to look at this team versus a lot of other teams, they're not composed the way other teams are to be successful.
That's very true.
And that's, I think, what he's going to go out there and try and fix.
If Joe Lacob is that involved, then doesn't he share in where they are?
Which is why he's working on it.
Okay. Then, so that's right. If he gets to be the one working on it, then that also means he's got to share in the blame for where they sit, no?
How many calls a day to Mike Dunleavy, you wonder?
I got over under 18? Five and a half.
Oh, I'm going over.
18?
Five and a half?
That's more than every hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.